Dr. Pam Popper, 614-523-8716. Good morning, everybody. Today's message is part two of the message I started yesterday, giving some information from Daniel O'Rourke's excellent article on why flu vaccines should not be mandatory for healthcare workers. He's a physician who's strongly against this policy. To pick up where I left off yesterday, death from flu is rare. There are between 3 and 49,000 cases annually. And death usually occurs in very old and very ill people who have serious medical problems. And I would add that it's a little difficult to attribute their death to the flu only. Now, by comparison, the death rate from all other causes is 2.4 million a year. And here's another thought of mine. This isn't O'Rourke's, but a good percentage of these deaths are from coronary artery disease. So what would happen if I proposed mandatory plant-based diets for the entire population based on this fact? In terms of the numbers of people affected, I'd be on much more solid ground, and there would be no negative side effects, but the outrage would be incredible, and I can hear it now. I live in America. I should be able to eat cheeseburgers if I want to. The government has no business mandating that I eat rice and beans for dinner. Well, in spite of my passion for plant-based nutrition, I agree. The government and employers have no business mandating diets for people. O'Rourke correctly reports that most flu vaccine research is of poor quality and prone to bias. That was the conclusion reached by the Cochrane Collaboration, which stated that flu vaccines were useless for all populations. And I won't regurgitate all of the Cochrane information. You can go back through the Health Briefs online library if you want it. Higher quality studies have concluded that 100 people need to be vaccinated in order to prevent one case of flu, and there's no evidence that the vaccine prevents the spread of flu, which means that mandatory vaccination for healthcare workers is arbitrary and provides no benefit either. Patients do not get the flu from asymptomatic healthcare workers whether or not they have been vaccinated unless they don't wash their hands or engage in proper hygiene practices. O'Rourke further states that masks do not protect patients from getting acute respiratory illnesses. As with other vaccinations, CDC officials and other advocates often have conflicts of interest and misrepresent data in order to make their case. To add to the mess, hospitals are financially incentivized based on the numbers of healthcare workers vaccinated. Flu vaccines have turned into another billion-dollar industry that is intent on protecting itself at almost any costs. O'Rourke concludes his editorial by stating that if healthcare workers can be forced to take medical treatments without consent, eventually the entire population can be subjected to similar mandates. And a review of policies ranging from taxation to education shows that this is actually not a far-fetched idea. O'Rourke is a medical doctor, a cardiologist at Wellmont CVA Heart Institute, which makes his comments harder to ignore, and he's one of a growing group of medical professionals who are starting to speak out about vaccination issues. And I put out some information a couple weeks ago about the woman who actually did the phase 2 and 3 trials for Gardasil, saying we ought to be a lot more cautious about this. And the response from advocates is to marginalize these people. They're taunted, discredited, accused of not being concerned about public health and of being a danger to society. Well, you know, that's what people were saying about me 17 years ago, that it was irresponsible for somebody like me to stand up and recommend that children not consume dairy products and that sort of thing. Well, things certainly have changed. Forks over knives, public statements from influential people like Bill Clinton about the merits of a plant-based diet, invitations to write books, appear on television and radio shows, and testify in front of legislative bodies. So as it turns out, I was right. And I'm confident that the brave people who have the courage to speak out about these vaccination issues will be proven right, too. Just the question is, how much suffering do they have to endure and how many more people have to get hurt before, in general, we start listening to what they have to say? Well, that's all for now and all for the week. Have a great weekend, and I will be back to you again on Monday.